गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू द मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर नंबर 8 entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti and Shloka number 46 for discussion today. Kindly repeat after me. Vyasadyair Ishvarehagyai Krishnena Adbhutakarmana Prabodhitopitihasair ना बुद्ध्यत शुचार्पितः व्यासाद्यैर ईश्वरेहाग्यै कृष्णेनाद्भुतकर्मणा प्रबोधितोपितिहासैर ना बुद्ध्यत शुचार्पितः व्यासाद्यैर ईश्वरेहाग्यैः कृष्णेनाद्भुतकर्मणा प्रबोधितोपितिहासैः नाबुध्यत शुचार्पितः माताजीज़
व्यासाद्यैरीश्वरेह गैर् कृष्णेनाद्भुतकर्मणा प्रबोधितोपितिहासैर् नाबुध्यत शुचार्पितः. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of His Divine Grace. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. We'll read the word to word translation also. Vyasadhyai, by great sages, headed by Vyas, Ishvara, the Almighty God, Iha, by the will of, Gyaihi, by the learned, Krishnena, by Krishna himself, Adbhutakarmana, by one who performs all superhuman work, Prabodhitaha, being solaced, Api, although, Itihasai, by evidences from the histories, Na, not, Abuddhyata, satisfied, Shucharpitaha, distressed. Translation. King Yudhishthir, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyas and Lord Krishna himself. The performer of superhuman feats and despite all historical evidence. Purport. The pious King Yudhishthir was mortified because of the mass massacre of human beings in the battle of Kurukshetra, especially on his account. Duryodhan was there on the throne and he was doing well in his administration. And in one sense, there was no need of fighting. But on the principle of justice, Yudhishthir was to replace him. The whole clique of politics centered around this point, and all the kings and residents of the whole world became involved in the fight between the rival brothers. Lord Krishna was also there on the side of King Yudhishthir. It is said in the Mahabharata Adi Parva 20 that 64 crore men were killed in the 18 days of the Battle of Kurukshetra and some hundreds of thousands were missing. Practically, this was the greatest battle in the world within 5,000 years. This mass killing simply to enthrone Maharaj Yudhishthir was too mortifying. So he tried to be convinced with evidences from histories by great sages like Vyas and the Lord himself that the fight was just because the cause was just. But Maharaj Yudhishthir would not be satisfied even though he was instructed by the greatest personalities of the time. Krishna is designated herein as the performer of superhuman actions, but in this particular instance, neither he nor Vyas could convince King Yudhishthir. Does it mean that he failed to be a superhuman actor then? No, certainly not. The interpretation is that the Lord as Ishwar or the super soul in the hearts of both King Yudhishthir and Vyas performed still more superhuman action because the Lord desired it. As super soul of King Yudhishthir, he did not allow the king to be convinced by the words of Vyas and others, including himself, because he desired that the king hear instructions from the dying Bhishma Dev, who was another great devotee of the Lord. The Lord wanted that at the last stage of his material existence, the great warrior Bhishma Dev see him personally and see his beloved grandchildren, King Yudhishthir, etc., now situated on the throne and thus pass away very peacefully. Bhishma Dev was not at all satisfied to fight against the Pandavas who were his beloved fatherless grandchildren. But the Kshatriyas are also very stern people and therefore he was obliged to take the side of Duryodhan because he was maintained at the expense of Duryodhan. Besides this, the Lord also desired that King Yudhishthir be pacified by the words of Bhishma Dev so that the world could see that Bhishma Dev excelled all in knowledge, including the Lord himself.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya
ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಃ ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮಃಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees to the morning class. If we want to understand a particular thing, there are four kinds of pramanas. One is the pratyaksha praman, second is anuman praman, third is shabda praman, and we usually don't quote the fourth one, but it is called aitihya. Aitihya comes from the root word itihas. So if certain things have happened in the past, then we can also learn from it. For example, in a court case, sometimes when things are not very clear, then the magistrate will refer to a previous court case and he will say, 1968 there was a case between this and this and the conditions were similar, and in that court case, that time the magistrate had given this decision, so we could learn from that. So this is called aitihya praman. Here we are at a situation where after the Mahabharata war, the disease of moroseness, the mental disease of being completely confused and feeling that I am a big culprit, I am responsible for this big, huge massacre, 64 crore people dead. This is just the count of dead people. Countless others were handicapped, countless others were orphaned, countless others were completely without a trace, not to be found anywhere, they just disappeared. So one can just imagine what kind of a massacre is this. And in this situation, he is the only one who is unclear and everyone else is trying to explain to Yudhishthir Maharaj, please do not take it all upon yourself. It is not that you are the only warrior on the Pandava side and you only killed everyone. It was an army. Arjun is involved, Bhima is involved, Krishna is involved. Many great personalities were involved. So why are you taking it all upon yourself? And they are giving different pramans. So we'll just quickly, for a reference, see. Does Yudhishthir Maharaj have pratyaksha praman? In the 8th canto, in one place it is mentioned that great personalities, sometimes when they accept unknowingly sinful people as their students, as their disciples, then the karma that comes to those great people does not come into their life directly. It comes in the form of duswapna, bad dreams. So sometimes it is mentioned that the spiritual master will see very bad dreams, but it is basically the karma of the disciples. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, in his pratyaksha life, he has seen what has happened to him and his family. It is not virtual reality. It was not some duswapna. Right from Vishan, Mahagne, Purushad Darshanat, Asat Sabhayam, Vanavasa Kritchatat, all these one by one, Yudhishthir Maharaj, with his eyes, pratyaksha praman he has, how his wife has been insulted, how Bhim has been attempted to be killed, how Yudhishthir's subservience to elders was exploited by Duryodhan by inviting Yudhishthir to a gambling match, but that invitation went with the signature of the king. So in Hindi, even today, the father's elder brother will be called Bade Papa. He is not called Chacha. Chacha is a very general term, but in the family, the father's elder brother is called Bade Papa. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, who does not have a father, does not have anybody to call Papa, is actually calling Dhritarashtra Bade Papa. So his Bade Papa ne bola hai. So Bade Papa agar bulate hain gambling match ke liye aayenge to hum nahi kaise bolenge. On this, he has been exploited, his wife has been insulted, his brother has been attempted to be killed, all his property has been robbed away. How can somebody say Yudhishthir Maharaj does not have pratyaksha praman? So later in the 9th chapter, Bhishma, when he sees the Pandavas, he says, Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yad yuyam dharma nandana jivitum narhati klishtam, vipra dharma achyuta ashraya. He says, jivitum narhati, aho kashtam, aho anyayam. Bhishma is telling, actually you five brothers, you have undergone so much misery, you have undergone so much anyaya, injustice. Anybody else in your place, jivitum narhati klishtam. Actually they would not have survived, they would have died long back. So Yudhishthir Maharaj has seen this, Yudhishthir Maharaj has experienced this, but he is not willing to accept the first praman, pratyaksha praman. What about anuman praman? In general, if you look at around in this world, if your eyes are open, you are not blinded, then you can see, in general, good people in this world will be cheated. In general, in this world, you know, you will see that people who are manipulative, they will usually progress ahead in life. So, if anybody has conducted the Gita course, the journey of self-discovery, he knows the hottest topic is the fifth day. Why do bad things happen to good people? And why do good things happen to bad people? Who am I? Who is God? One God? Many gods? All that people just listen to. But they are all ears on that day. Ek minute. Bure logo ke saath achha kyu hota hai? Achhe logo ke... Pehle iska jawab dijiye aap. So, in general, anuman praman is there. If you look around, you tell me the name of one devotee in the Bhagavatam, who had rose petals on his path to Vaikuntha. Actually, every step on the path to Vaikuntha is like a bomb explosion. One disaster after another. Every single devotee, whether it is Parikshit in the beginning, whether it is Brahmaji, whether it is Dhruv Maharaj, Prachina Barhishad, Prachetas, Jad Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Gajendra in between 8th canto, the Vrajvasis is the 10th canto. So you check all the cantos, all the devotees of the Lord. Their goodness was misinterpreted as their weakness. So he has anuman. One devotee was sharing with me in one place in India. The wife, there is a couple, husband and wife. And his husband does not have respect for his wife. Some reason. So one time, for some family function, the husband's friends had come to the home. And the friends of the husband quickly detected in their conversation that the husband does not have much respect for the wife. And so sometimes, you know, people get into this nasty habit of cracking jokes. So in the presence of the husband's friends were making fun of the wife. And his wife is a cultured Vaishnavi. So she just kept quiet. She didn't say anything. And this devotee was sharing, in 6 months, every single person who was part of that making fun got destroyed financially. And what about the husband, I asked. So husband is destroyed financially and husband has got a severe disease. He is not even able to walk right now. So this devotee was sharing how we have repeatedly heard in the scriptures that females should not be insulted. Females are meant to be protected, glorified. But when we don't use the Shastric understanding, and you can just look around and you can see how even by Anuman, lot of things are happening. So Yudhishthir is an intelligent person. He can actually also use Anuman, but he didn't use Anuman. The third Praman is Shabda Praman. Shabda Praman means the Supreme Lord when he speaks something. So Krishna at the beginning of the Mahabharata war has said, Mayyai vaite nihita purvam eva nimitta matra bhavasavya sachi. Actually, all these personalities have already been killed by me. But it's like the district magistrate in a court case already has given a sentence. Hang till death. When? Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. But the person who hears this, he collapses the right on the spot. So now somebody may ask, "Arey, that judgment is for tomorrow morning. Why you have collapsed now?" He says, once the judge says something, it's already done. The only separation is of time. So I am already hanged till death. Abhi sirf wo physically hone wala hai. So in that sense, Krishna has said, Mayyai vaite nihita purvameva. Actually, I have already killed, but you get the credit for all this. So if Shabda Praman is there, why is our Yudhishthir Maharaj not able to understand he is not the person responsible for this massacre? But yes, there is a plan. And the fourth Praman, that is, there is Aitihya. According to Aitihya, in the current shloka that we are discussing today, actually Vyasa Rishi and some other sages who were present there, they gave histories and they gave conversations that have happened in the past, and they mentioned how for a king, it is very important to rule. For a king, it is important to acquire wealth. For what? Not for enjoyment. For conducting big, huge sacrifices for the pleasure, for the benefit of the praja. To give charity. It's very interesting. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is mentioned one time, the representatives of the devatas, the manushyas and the rakshasas, all three of them, they approached Lord Brahma and said, can you give us some guidance by which we can advance spiritually? So Lord Brahma, he spoke the three syllables he spoke, all the same. What was the response? The devatas, who are surrounded by a lot of opulence, they understood the to mean dama. Dama means indriya nigraha, sense control. So when they heard the, they heard dama. It means they said, we are surrounded by opulence, we are surrounded by a lot of luxuries, but we should not get entrapped by all that and we should do sense control. The manushyas who were there, they heard the and they understood, actually they get very obsessed with their belongings, so they should use their wealth for dana. So their the stood for dana. And the Rakshasas, when they heard the, they heard, oh, actually we are very cruel hearted and we keep exploiting people. So for us, Brahmaji is telling Daya. So the Devatas understood the as Dama. The Manushyas, they heard the and understood it to be Dana. And the Rakshasas understood the to mean Daya. So Yudhishthir is a Manushya. He's in between. What is the advice of Lord Brahma for him? Dana. Now, if somebody is a beggar, if somebody does not have any money in his pocket, how is he going to do dana? So, rich people should earn a lot of money for what? To give good charity, to set a good standard. Earn with integrity, spend with compassion. In this way, we can see how Vyasa Rishi, actually, he mentioned the story of King Sudyumna from the history. He mentioned the story of King Hayagriva from history. He mentioned to Yudhishthir Maharaj, you are not the cause. Actually, the time factor is the cause. And he also mentioned a conversation between Janak Maharaj and Ashma. This is from the Mahabharata references. So, We can see in the life of Yudhishthira there is Pratyaksha Praman, Anuman Praman, Shabda Praman and Aitihya Praman, but Yudhishthira Maharaj is all taking it upon himself and saying, I am responsible and how can I forgive myself? In this shloka, to understand why Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing like this, in spite of all Pramanas, why is he acting like this, we have to also focus on another word in the verse, which mentions that Krishna is Adbhuta Karmana. Adbhuta Karmana, Adbhuta Karma karte hai. Namo Namaste Akhila Karanaya Nishkaranaya Adbhuta Karanaya. Gajendra, in one of his shlokas, also mentions that the Supreme Lord is Adbhuta Karanaya. So what is usual understanding of Adbhuta Karanaya? When do people call somebody as Adbhuta Karanaya? So, if you look at the Lord, it is mentioned in the Upanishads and also the third canto of the Bhagavatam, the wind blows out of fear of the Lord. The sun rises out of obedience to the Lord. The ocean does not cross the margin, the border that is created by the Lord. Millions of planets are going around their orbits without any traffic jam or any traffic problem because of the will of the Lord. The eclipse, the next lunar eclipse can be predicted because the moon has a very specific speed, does not change at all. The solar eclipse can be predicted, the Halley's Comet can be predicted. Why? Because everything is going on. How amazing is this Lord that the sun rises on time. When is tomorrow's sunrise going to be? It can be calculated. This time the sun will rise, this time the sun will set. This is the usual understanding of Adbhuta Karmana. But what is the Adbhuta Karmana according to the Bhagavatam? Let's discuss this about Lord Krishna. In the Gita, Lord Krishna starts talking in the 7th chapter about his energies, because we are talking about Adbhuta Karmana, the Aishwarya of the Lord. So he says, Bhumi Rabo Analo Vayu Bhinna Me Prakriti Rashtada. There are 8 separated energies starting from the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. So everything that this world is made up of, we call this world as Prapancha, made up of 5 elements. So all these 5 elements are given by the Lord. Okay. So the elements are given by the Lord. What about the living entities that are there? Apareyam itastu anyam prakritim viddhi me param. Meri prakriti hai. Kaun si prakriti? Para prakriti. Kaun si? Jeeva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dhariyate jagat. So the pancha mahabhutas is also Krishna's energy. The mind, intelligence and false ego is also Krishna's energy. The person who is entrapped by all these 8 separated energies is also Krishna's energy. So everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna says, aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashritam. He says, actually, I am in the belly of all the jivatmas and pachami annam chaturvidham. I am responsible for the digestion. What? Food. Where does the food grow from? The sunlight. So who gives sunlight? Krishna. Okay. So without sunlight, the plants cannot grow. What about the taste? Krishna gives through the moonlight. So the sunlight causes growth of the plants and the taste in the plants come from moonlight. This food, however tasty it may be, but it has to have, when it is cooked properly, it needs to get taste. So rasoham apsu kaunteya, ras comes from water. So growth happens by Krishna. Taste comes by Krishna. We can absorb the taste by water, which is also given by Krishna. And all that tasty food to be digested in our stomach, that fire is also Krishna. So where is the independence from Krishna? Where are we free from Krishna? And at the end of it, Krishna also mentions, Paurusham Nrushu. I am the ability in man. So digestion is by Krishna, food is by Krishna, taste is by Krishna. After doing all that, whatever we accomplish in this world is by Krishna. And after speaking all this, that everything comes from me, everything depends on me. What does Krishna say at the end of the Gita, after speaking the Gita? Kachid etad shrutam partha tvayyaikagrena chetasa kachid agyana sammoham pranashtaste dhananjaya. After speaking the whole Gita, Lord Krishna tells, my dear Arjun, were you able to hear what I spoke with undivided attention? Ekagrena chetasa kachid agyana sammoham pranashtaste dhananjaya. Was your ignorance dispelled? You know why Krishna is asking this at the end in the 18th chapter? Krishna was ready to repeat any point that Arjun said, did not understand. Samajh mein nahi aaya, aapne to bahut kuch bola, karma, jnana, dhyana, bhakti, ye, wo, buddhi, yog, and different types of sacrifices. So much knowledge you gave, it all was too much for me. Krishna was ready to repeat everything. In fact, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Krishna was ready to speak the entire Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna again. What does this mean? It means Krishna is the reason why we exist. Krishna is the reason why we are flourishing. Krishna is the reason why we can do anything at all. But at the end of it, Krishna does not take all that credit. And Krishna says, it is possible that the tiny free will of the tiny living entity can eclipse the knowledge potency of the Lord. Krishna has given Tesham Adityavad Gyanam. In the 15th chapter, Krishna says, Tesham Adityavad Gyanam. Krishna is saying, knowledge is like the sun because it illuminates not just the outside. Actually, the sun of knowledge illuminates the darkness in the heart. This sun is much greater than the outside sun, but both suns come from Lord Krishna himself. And Krishna is saying, I have given him bright sunlight. I have given him Adityavad Gyanam. But it is possible that the tiny independence given to the living entity can eclipse. Take for example, this Rahu planet. Rahu planet, how big is it? It is an ordinary planet. And how big is the sun planet? It is Ashesha Teja. It has unlimited energy. But this Ashesha Teja, Vivaswan, the sun planet, can be eclipsed for a few moments, once in a few years, by this tiny, insignificant Rahu planet. So if a tiny Rahu planet can eclipse this mighty sun planet, then sometimes the tiny free will of this minute living entity, who is completely dependent on the Lord, can eclipse the sun-like knowledge given by the Lord. The sun is also mentioned, Shashi Surya Netram, Krishna mentions in the Gita, the Shashi and the Surya are my netra, my eyes. So in our life also, sometimes, you know, we are walking somewhere and a small tiny bit of dust, small tiny, you can't even see, it goes into the eyes and it hurts the eyes and you start rubbing your eyes and then finally it becomes so bad, you actually have to close your eyes and you have to say, Baap re, kya jal raha hai, aankh hai na? So we are mighty. And our eyes can see the whole world and a tiny insignificant speck of dust causes hurt in the eyes. Similarly, it can happen that tiny Rahu, insignificant Rahu, can cause eclipse in the mighty eyes of the mighty sun. And in the same way, this insignificant free will that we have can cause an obstruction in the dispelling of knowledge that is given by Krishna. This is exactly what Duryodhan did. When Krishna went as the peace messenger to the Kaurava side, he said, forget about the war. You just give them what they deserve. Don't give them extra. Duryodhan said, no. Okay, he said, give them 5 villages at least. He said, no. I am not going to give even the land that can stand on the tip of a pin to the Pandavas. Yes? So what is that incident? That incident is the arrogance of Duryodhan outweighs the compassion of Krishna. One of the names of Krishna is Ananta. Ananta means he is Ananta in everything. His compassion, Daya Sindhu, Karuna Sindhu, but the unlimited, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying how the Bhakti Rasamri Sindhu describes, the mercy of the Lord is an ocean which has no bounds and which has no depth. It is shoreless and it is bottomless. This bottomless and shoreless ocean of compassion of the Supreme Lord can be rejected, can be overthrown by the tiny arrogance of the tiny living entity called as Duryodhan. He said, I am not going to accept your proposal. I want to go to hell. What is your problem? I want the war. I want to be killed along with my 100 brothers. So this is how Krishna says, I am Adbhuta Karmana, but one of my deeper meaning of Adbhuta Karmana is, I don't control people. I have unlimited power, but I use that power always to inspire people, to motivate people, to support people, to guide people. But I will never use my unlimited power to control people. And so Krishna is feeling, I am Swarat. I am free to do whatever I want. But because Krishna is Swarat, tiny Swarat quality is also there in the Jiva. And it's very interesting how the tiny Swarat independence of the law, of the living entity can sometimes eclipse the unlimited Swarat independence of the Supreme Lord. How? Krishna is giving him Jnana. Krishna is giving him knowledge. But Arjun can say, I don't agree. I don't agree with your understanding of why this war is important. So Krishna is saying, are you convinced? If you're not convinced, I'm ready to repeat again. But please try to understand, whatever I'm speaking is in your interest. Whatever I'm speaking is in your benefit. So this is Adbhuta Karmana. How can the Supreme Lord be so much compassionate? How can he allow the tiny arrogance of a tiny living entity to also obstruct his own path? Can the trustee of a college ever ask a student, so have I organized this college properly? What do you feel? I'm announcing exams next month. Are you comfortable with the exams? Do you want the exams in the morning time, or if you are used to studying late and getting up late, do you want me to organize exams at 4 o'clock in the evening so that you are fresh? Or maybe you can say night 12 o'clock to night 2 o'clock because that is the freshest time of college students. No college trustee ever asks this question. He puts up a schedule and says, this is the first paper, this is the second paper, this is the time. If you can, you come and you answer. Will any chairman or an MD of a factory ever ask the worker, so would you like to come in the first shift or would you like to come in the second shift? What if you want to come in somewhere in between? You know, you get fresh at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, evening, and then 4 o'clock to something like 12 o'clock. Would you like to have your own shift timings? Would you like to work on this part of the factory? Or if you get bored in this part of the factory, would you like to work in another? Nobody asks questions to people below them, is it not? It is only the Supreme Lord and those who follow the Supreme Lord's legacy that they ask such kind of questions. This is the Adbhuta Karmana of Lord Krishna. Does a poet, when he is honored by Padma Vibhushan on the stage, when everyone is glorifying his poems, ever glorify his pen? It was because of this nice pen that my words were able to be penned on the paper. So all credit goes to the pen, never. Does a cricketer, does a batsman, when he's glorified for his long career, ever glorify his bat? Without this bat, I would not have scored any runs, never ever. Does the barber ever glorify the razor that he uses? Oh, without this razor, how could I shave anybody? Does the tabla player, when he gets an award, ever glorify the tabla? Never ever. So you would say, Prabhuji, these are dead objects. There is no point in glorifying them. Okay. Does the tabla player ever glorify his assistants who keep the tabla ready for him when he goes and plays in a tournament? Does the cricket player ever glorify his assistants who keep all his bats and everything else ready, the equipment ready, when he goes to play in the stadium? Does the poet or the novel writer who gets an award ever glorify the assistants that he has who keep his pen, his paper and everything ready when he wants to write? So very few times we have seen that when somebody gets credit, he actually hogs the credit. When there is limelight on a person for something great that he has done, he won't move one moment away from that limelight. He wants everyone to appreciate him. Krishna is saying, no, actually it is the glory of my devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, which is a conversation between Krishna and Arjun, Arjun glorifies Krishna and Krishna glorifies Arjun. Now my humble question to all of you is, who glorifies whom first? When does Arjun glorify Krishna? Arjun glorifies Krishna only in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma param dhamam paripavitram paramam bhavam. And when does Arjun glorify Krishna? Arjun glorifies Krishna right in the 4th chapter, where he says, bhaktosi me sakhacheti. Arjun, you are my dear devotee. You are like my dear friend. I want to speak the Gita to you. Krishna glorifies Arjun in 9th chapter. Anasuyave, you are non-envious. So before the living entity can glorify Krishna, Krishna has already glorified the living entity 2 times in broad terms. You are my bhakta. And it is not an ordinary person calling one of us as bhakta. Somebody who comes to the temple for the first time, when he sees me in certain clothes, he says, Prabhuji, aap to bade bhakta hai. I know my reality. The real reality, who is a bhakta, is determined by Krishna, who is the Paramatma in the heart. When Krishna calls somebody bhakta, you have to understand the bhakti of that person. When Krishna says he is humble, you have to understand he is genuinely humble. It is not encouragement to become humble. So when Krishna says to Arjun, you are non-envious, we have to understand Arjun is actually non-envious and Krishna is declaring the purity of Arjun to everyone. So Krishna has glorified Arjun in the 4th chapter. Krishna has glorified Arjun in the 9th chapter. It takes some time for Arjun to come at the right conclusion and glorify Krishna in return. So it is in the 10th chapter that Arjun glorifies Krishna. Before that, he has not glorified Krishna. When Gopakumar, he reaches Golok Vrindavan, he is made to stand waiting. And then Krishna comes from the distance, and Krishna, if you read the translation of the shloka in Brihat Bhagavatamrit, Krishna jumps towards Gopakumar and he embraces Gopakumar. And Gopakumar, because he's meeting the Supreme Lord after such a long time, he faints. And Krishna also faints. Now comes the interesting part. When both faint, after some moments, Gopakumar rises up. Gopakumar's fainting on meeting Krishna is momentary. But even after Gopakumar rises, he sees Krishna is still fainting. Because he is meeting his dear devotee after such a long time. And then everyone gets worried. The Gopa friends in Golok Vrindavan, they come there and they are thinking, what happened to Krishna? And then Yashoda Mai comes and Nanda Maharaj comes and nobody has a clue why Krishna has fainted. And then at the end, Balram comes. And then Balram says, don't worry. Balram wipes the face of Krishna. And then after some time, Krishna gets up. And Krishna is just so unlimitedly happy to meet the Jiva, Gopakumar, in the spiritual world. So is Gopakumar happy to meet Krishna? Yes. But is Krishna happy to meet Gopakumar? Unlimitedly more so. This is the Adbhut Karmana of Krishna. Although he is the source of everything, in his personal interactions, he is just so sweet. He is the first to glorify the devotee. He is the first to faint and faint longer at the sight of his devotee. So the question is, can the Jiva be greater than the Lord? No. But then how can Kunti Devi, just by speaking a few earnest, genuine words, stop Krishna and change his plans? How can a small breeze move the mountain? But this has happened. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in South India Yatra. In Madurai, he meets one Brahman called as Ramadas. He is completely absorbed in Ramayana. So he invites Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home for prasad. And in the afternoon when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaches, after taking his bath, Ramdas Vipra is still sitting in one corner. So Lord Chaitanya feels maybe he has his own time of cooking. Let's wait for some time. After some time, there is no indication that some cooking has to begin. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, is there any cooking going to happen today? So he says, actually, my mother Sita Devi has been abducted by Ravan. And it is such a painful moment for me. I just cannot understand how this evil Ravan could touch Sita Devi. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a Supreme Lord. He cannot be fooled. He understands it is not laziness. It is his absorption in the Ramayana. He is actually feeling like that. We hear the story of King Kulashekhar Alwar. So King Kulashekhar also, one time, he was thinking, oh, Sita Devi has been abducted by Ravan, and he ordered all his ministers, get ready the army and we are going to make a massive attack on Lanka. And they reach Setubandha. So Setubandha is the end of land and there is a huge ocean. And King Kulashekhar, along with his army, along with his ministers, reaches Setubandha. There is an ocean ahead and there is Lanka beyond. And King Kulashekhar is saying, march, attack. And he goes into the ocean. And all the ministers and all the army is thinking, can somebody go and tell him that we are in another age and Ramayana has already happened and Sita Devi already. But Kulashekhar Alwar is in a different mood. He almost goes till his neck into the ocean, absorbed in that mood that if my mother has been stolen, how can I keep quiet? And just to reciprocate with his absorption, Sita, Ram and Lakshman, they appear to him and give darshan. And that is the time when all the ministers and all the Sena, the army of King Kulashekhar Alwar, they understand we are not the ministers and the praja of a king, we are of a saintly king, a Rajarshi. So it took that very intense moment of seeing your king almost maddened. You know, the ministers must have thought, pagal ho gaya ye. Where is he going? He'll kill himself. Let him kill himself. We are not going to kill. The ministers didn't go. The Senapati didn't go. The praja did. The soldiers didn't go. Only the king went. But Sitaram Lakshman appeared and said, don't worry, Kulashekhar. But they didn't disturb his mood. They didn't disturb his mood. Lord Ramchandra said, see, Kulashekhar, Sita Devi is here with me. So you don't need to help me. You can go back. He didn't tell him, what are you doing? is this craziness or something? No. He maintained the mood of Kulashekhar Alvar and told, Sita Devi is back with me, so you can go back. Similarly, this Ramdas Vipra, he has not started cooking because he is thinking Sita Devi has been abducted and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the absorption of this Ramdas Vipra, and then later he continued his South India Yatra. He reached Rameshwaram. In Rameshwaram, he saw some Brahmanas reading the Kurma Puran. And in Kurma Puran, it is mentioned how Sita Devi, when she went inside the hut to give bhiksha to Ravan, she submitted herself to Agni Dev. So who came out of the hut to give bhiksha to Ravan? It was Maya Sita. It was not original Sita. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that in Rameshwaram, Lord Ramchandra remembered this Ramdas Vipra. And you know what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked back 174 kilometers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. You cannot change his plan. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu backtraced his journey 174 kilometers from Rameshwaram to Madurai, and he walked with the original script of Kurma Puran. He told those Brahmanas, you make a copy of Kurma Puran. So why did he carry the original copy of Kurma Puran? Because he thought, if I make a copy, so then Ramdas Vipra will see, or this looks like a new writing. This looks like a new book. So he might doubt the authenticity of Kurma Puran. He might think that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just wants to convince me, so he wrote a new copy. No, he took that age-old copy. And he told the local Brahmanas in Raveshwaram to make a copy. And that old copy, he went back and showed to Ramdas Vipra and said, see, Ramdas Vipra, actually it mentions Sita Devi cannot even be seen. The Supreme Lord is a gochar to ordinary people. Sita Devi cannot be seen by Rakshasas like Ravan. What is the question of touching her? And where is the question of abducting her? Please have some food. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved. The mountain of the Supreme Lord was moved by tiny living entities' absorption in the Ramayana. We also see how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go on South India Yatra. And he has delivered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya just a few months back. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a jnani, and bhakti was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. And when he wants to go on a South India Yatra, he goes to the same Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and says, I want to go to South India to search for my elder brother Vishwaroop. Can you give me permission? And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, actually, you know what? In some time there is going to be Chaturmas. So before Chaturmas, around that time, there is going to be Rath Yatra. So you can go after Rath Yatra. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay. So after Rath Yatra, he says, Chaturmas will end very soon. There is Kartik month going to come. So please wait for Kartik month. He says, okay, I'll wait for Kartik month. After Kartik month, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, now it is very cold. So don't go in the cold season. You will be in inconvenience. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay. So now in January, he says, now very, very close is Dola Purnima. Holi comes. So please wait for some time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way, from one Dola Purnima, from one Holi to another, 1 year Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking permission from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He's the independent Lord. Why? Because this is the Adbhut Karmana of the Lord, that the most powerful personality is dependent, it makes himself available, makes himself dependent on the tiny living entity. Krishna sehi satya kare jehi mage bhritya, bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi ara kritya. The only activity of the Supreme Lord is to fulfill the desires of the pure devotees and make himself subservient. So Krishna many times will not change the way this world functions, the laws of nature. But sometimes he does change when the living entities want. This very wonderful incident where Vasudev Datta, one of the dearmost devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prays to the Supreme Lord, my dear Lord, I just have one prayer to you. What is that? Unlimited number of living entities in this world are suffering sinful reactions. They are in deep pain. All I want is, you transfer all the sins, all the reactions of all the living entities in this universe on my head. I am ready to suffer unlimited sinful reactions on behalf of them. And when they become sinless, when they become free from all their sinful reactions, let them return back home, back to Godhead. Is this the way the world functions? We know mathematics of karma. If I do 7 punya and I do 4 papa, the 4 papa is not cancelled by 7 punya. I have to suffer 4 papa and I have to suffer or enjoy 7 punya. Even my own karma cannot be cancelled with each other. So if my own karma cannot be cancelled with each other, how can Vasudev Datta mention a request to cancel the karma of unlimited living entities on his head? Is this logical? But what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my dear Vasudev Datta, it is not astonishing that you make this request. Actually, you are Prahlad. And the Supreme Lord is so powerful, the Supreme Lord has so many potencies, he can deliver the whole universe without transferring all the sins on your head. What do you think? Krishna cannot do it? Krishna cannot change his own laws? So I assure you that the Supreme Lord is conquered by the desire of a Vaishnava. And because you are a Vaishnava, one Vaishnava's desire, one Vasudev Datta desire that the entire universe becomes sinless, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, on an Udumbara tree, there are millions of Udumbara fruits, and if one fruit falls down, there is no loss. He says, the entire Maya, the entire creation, material creation, is like a pot of mustard seeds in the ocean of Viraja River. Karano Dakshai ocean, in that there is a pot floating. And in that pot there are millions of mustard seeds. If one mustard seed falls down, what is the loss? Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even the entire material creation gets lost. There is no loss to the Supreme Lord. So he says, you don't worry. If somebody has millions of Kamadhenu cows, wish-fulfilling cows, and one she-goat gets lost, what is the loss to that person? So he says, just because you have made an appeal to Lord Krishna will make this universe entirely sinless and you won't even be troubled. So this is the Adbhut Karmana of the Lord, that without troubling his dear devotee, he made the entire universe sinless. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in another conversation, he meets Mukunda, who is the son, who is the father of Raghunandan, and he says, so my dear Mukunda, are you the father of Raghunandan or is Raghunandan your father? What is the usual way? The father always remains the father and the son always remains the son. But what is Mukunda's answer? Mukunda says, actually I must tell you that Raghunandan is my father, although biologically he is my son. Why so? Because the real father is the person who teaches us Krishna consciousness. So he says, actually I had no devotion, but this small child Raghunandan has so much devotion for Krishna. He is my teacher in Krishna consciousness. So in that sense, actually, Raghunandan is my father. And what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. He has created dharma. So he teaches the son to never ever disrespect the father. But in this situation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what you have said is truth. Actually, the person who teaches us, who is our guru in Krishna consciousness, is our father. And that way, Raghunandan is your father. So this is the way in which Krishna has proved that he is Adbhut Karmana. Another way in which Krishna is proving his Adbhuta Karmana and he reveals his affection for his devotees is not just by making himself subservient to his devotees, but also empowering his devotees to guide others. In the Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Krishna mentions to Arjuna, Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. Who is saying? Krishna is saying. To whom? Arjuna. If Arjun is the dearmost friend and the dearmost, Bhakto Sime Sakhacheti already declared, Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum, he is the origin of all knowledge. That person is speaking to Arjun. So in Hindi, you know, sometimes they say, Mia Bivi Razi to Kya Karega Kadi. What is it? What is the need for anybody else? This is the source of all knowledge and this is the most eager devotee. So if knowledge is available directly, why is Krishna, although guiding Arjun directly, also mentioning to him, my dear Arjun, if you want knowledge, please approach Tattvadarshi. Please approach those who are seers of truth. You know why? Because Krishna also wants to mention, not only I become compassionate towards my devotees in the sense that I allow them to overpower me, I allow them to change my plans. I also empower certain living entities to do what I cannot do. Prabhuji, what are you saying? Are you saying Krishna cannot do something? Krishna can do everything, but usually he does not. The avatar of the Lord appears in this world for a limited time. Lord Ramchandra appeared in this world for a certain period. Today, can you see Lord Ramchandra? No, you cannot. Lord Krishna appeared in this world for a certain time and he disappeared from this world. Can we see Lord Krishna now? No. But Krishna wants his teachings to continue. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world for some time. After 48 years, he disappeared from this world. Can we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now? No. But in the lives of his genuine followers, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. So, if Vaishnavas can live in sound, can the object of their worship, Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Ramchandra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live in sound? Of course. So, Lord Ramchandra lives today in the lives of his great sincere followers. Lord Krishna lives today in the lives of his great sincere followers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lives today in the lives of his great followers. So Krishna is interested in establishing a legacy. Krishna knows, I am here in this world for a limited time. People will see me, people will hear me. Some of them might accept my teachings and they might try to imbibe those principles in their life. But what after I am gone? After I am gone from this world, I want to establish a legacy. And this legacy can be preserved only by my sincere followers. So Krishna gives teachings in the form of the Gita, but in that same Gita, he says, after I disappear, please approach a self-realized spiritual master and submit to him. Pranipat. Ask questions to him. Pariprashnena. Do seva to him. Sevaya. And then they will be able to guide you. So this is another way in which Krishna is proving his Adbhuta Karmana. Krishna cannot stay in this world for millions and millions of years. Krishna comes and leaves, but he leaves behind his legacy through his representatives. So, in one sense, the devotees of the Supreme Lord can do something which the Supreme Lord cannot do. One might question, Prabhuji, you said 64 crore people were killed in the Mahabharata war. So, how many years did Yudhishthir rule after that? Yudhishthir ruled for 36 years. After around 110 years of exploitation, there is a big, huge war for 18 days in which 64 crore people are killed. And after that, when Yudhishthir Maharaj sits on the throne, he rules only for 36 years. So, if you look in terms of the number of years, it does not seem logical. You say, Prabhuji, itna sara kiya, to kam se kam aur kuch kar lete? Why does the Supreme Lord feel it is necessary, even though for a short period of time, but it is necessary to turn the tables upside down? You know why? Because when the culture changes, a new environment can set in, and most people in this world cannot change culture, but they can do wonders when the culture is right. We may not be cultural engineers, but if one or two cultural engineers set a good culture, in that good culture, we can prosper, we can flourish, we can contribute. So almost all of us are dependent on a culture which we cannot change. So in such a time, personalities like His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and his sincere followers, they are cultural engineers, they are changing the culture. They always talk of gratitude. In this world, a common language hai, tune mere liye kya kiya? Sometimes children will ask their parents, oh, aapne mere liye kya kiya? Sometimes in a husband-wife relationship, you know, both of them, sometimes they will say, tumne mere liye kya kiya? And what is the language that we are taught in the books of Srila Prabhupada? How could you do this for me? We don't ask, what did you do for me? We say, I don't deserve. I was rotting outside. Some of your representatives intervened in my life, pushed the book in my hands, and through the Zoom classes, when the whole world was shut down, they explained the Gita to me when I was sitting on my couch at my home and taught me the Gita. And so your book, your explanation, your efforts, your hard work, and I'm benefiting. What did I do that I deserve this from you? So when the culture of gratitude is created, then everything else we can work out. We can read those books only if we have gratitude. So Lord Krishna, he wants to create a cultural change, a cultural revolution. So even though Yudhishthir Maharaj ruled for 36 years after the Mahabharata war, those 36 years should not be counted in terms of the number of years. Those 36 years were a complete change around in the culture of the world. The culture of the world before the Mahabharata war was only those who are powerful. Jarasandh, Kamsa, Jayadrath, Duryodhan, Dushasan, Shakuni, Ashwatthama, only they will be the ruling part. Does not matter the qualification, does not matter their character, does not matter their attitude. Janami aham dharma, nachamam pravrutti. Janami aham adharma, nachamam nivrutti. I know what is dharma, but I don't feel like doing it. I know what is adharma, but I can't get away from it. This is Duryodhan's answer. So, before the Mahabharata war, the culture was exploitation, oppression. I will do what I want culture. So, it was necessary for this huge massacre to take place, not for the number of years that the king has to rule, but the legacy has to go on. Just like Krishna spoke the Gita for maybe 40, 45 minutes, 1 hour, but the legacy continues. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he sits on the throne, good values get promoted. And after Yudhishthira Maharaj, even today, we say, "Are, you know, Yudhishthira was a Dharmaraj." So this legacy is very important. The person who creates the legacy is important, but it is also important for the people after that to maintain that legacy. I'll give you one example of how legacy, when it is not preserved, creates chaos. We are talking of the Mahabharata war and Yudhishthira's lamentation after the war. There is another incident that happened recently. This is around 250 BC. So roughly 2050 years back, there was a great war of Kalinga. And this great war of Kalinga, another massacre took place. This was between the Maurya dynasty. Maurya dynasty at that time was ruled by Emperor Ashok. You know who is this Maurya dynasty? We have heard of another person's name whose name always has this surname Maurya there. Chandragupta Maurya. Who is Chandragupta Maurya? The student of Chanakya Pandit. So Chandragupta Maurya, that famous Chandragupta Maurya, his son was Bindusar and his son is Ashoka. Two generations. Just two generations. So Chandragupta Maurya was guided by Chanakya Pandit. A strong believer in Vedic culture. And how did Chandragupta Maurya transform from an ordinary shepherd boy? He did not belong to a royal family. Chanakya Pandit saw the potential in him, fanned the potential, created a legacy of good governance and made him the king. And that same Chandragupta Maurya, his grandson is Ashoka. And what happened to Ashoka? He did not have Krishna in his life. He did not have Chanakya Pandit in his life. He did not have any Vaishnav in his life. He had a war in Kalinga. In Kalinga, you know how many people died? 1 lakh people died. In Mahabharata war, 64 crore people have... I'm just giving you the comparison. 1 lakh people died. And this Kalinga war, without proper support of guidance and no legacy from grandfather, what happened is Ashoka, his name is Ashoka, he drowned in an ocean of Shoka. He's saying, "Oh, all these people died because of me. How unfortunate, how selfish I am." And then he gave up his culture, he gave up his legacy. His grandfather must be crying. Is this the legacy that I taught you? So, great souls are very important in this world because they change the culture. But the responsibility of the people after the great souls is to preserve that culture, to maintain that culture and to propagate that culture in the absence of propagation. So, Krishna came, but Krishna said, "Tad vidhi pranipatena." If Krishna did not say, "Tad vidhi pranipatena," we would have said, "Bhagwan aayenge to sunenge, Bhagwan ke baad mein kisi ka nahi sunenge." Just see the wisdom of Krishna. In the Gita where he says, "I am the Supreme Lord," he also creates a legacy and he says, "Don't just be dependent on me, be dependent on my sincere followers." And when those sincere followers are not there, then Ashoka embraces another religion which is based on non-violence. And in the world which is characterized by violence, he is trying to practice a philosophy of non-violence and creates so much chaos in this world. Another reason why Yudhishthira Maharaj cannot get convinced, even though he has Pratyaksha, Anuman, Shabda and Aitihya Praman, is Krishna wants to glorify him. So, imagine there is a weighing scale, Taraju, and on one side there is the huge Kaurava army and on one side there is this small Pandava army. 11 Akshoni on one side and 7 Akshoni on one side. All the biggest warriors on the Kaurava side and all the simple warriors on the Pandava side. If you look at that scale, that weighing scale, the weighing scale on the Kaurava side is heavy. But let me tell you, in the calculation of karma, you know what is the heaviest object? In the calculation of karma, the heaviest object is the lightest peacock feather. What is the weight of a peacock feather? Less than a gram. But on that weighing scale of Mahabharata, when the peacock feather, which is the lightest of all objects, was placed on the Pandava side, immediately the thing changed. Why? Because Krishna's guidance is there. Krishna did not fight himself, but Krishna's legacy is there. Krishna's instructions are there. So can you imagine the weight of Krishna's instructions? Can you imagine the weight of the knowledge that is there in the Gita? It can change history. So Bhishma is cooperating with the plan of the Lord. I want to prove to the whole world in the calculation of karma, the heaviest object is a peacock feather. So whoever you are, even though you have Ichha Mrityu, if you are on the wrong side, you are going to lose. Even if you are a Chiranjeev like Ashwatthama, if you are on the wrong side, you are going to lose. You may have the strength of 1,000 elephants like Dushasan, but still, if you are on the wrong side, you will lose. You don't have Dushasan on the Pandava side. You don't have Ichha Mrityu Bhishma on the Pandava side. You don't have a Chiranjeev like Ashwatthama on the Pandava side, but still Pandavas will win. So, to prove these words, lifelong agony, lifelong torture of Bhishma Dev. He's seeing wrong. He's seeing injustice in front of him. He says, this is injustice. We need to stop it. Dhritarashtra says, you don't talk about it. You are a minister. You are an advisor. I am the decision maker. Keep quiet. So, Bhishma is tolerating unlimited injustice throughout his life. Just to prove Krishna's words. What is Krishna's words? All the great people on one side, which is the wrong side, and only peacock feather and some simple people on the right side. But the peacock feather, the weight will be more. So, in one sense, Bhishma was misunderstood. He is such a person who's taking a vow for the benefit of his father. Itna dharm samajh mein aata hai. Aur unke aankhon ke samne itna bada bada adharm ho raha hai. Wo samajh mein nahi aaya unko. Samajh mein aaya. But he wanted to prove the words of Krishna true. What if he changes sides? Because before the Mahabharata war, that facility was there to change sides. What if Bhishma fights on the Pandava side because he feels the Pandava side is the right side? When the Pandavas win, then people say, are wo Pandav kyu jeete malum hai? Not because of Krishna's instructions, not because of dharma, because Bhishma, Ichha Mrityu wale Bhishma Pandav side mein the, isliye jeete. Krishna wants to glorify his legacy and Krishna wants to glorify dharma. So he put all the wrong people on the wrong side, and to participate and cooperate in this plan, Bhishma Dev, in one sense, sacrificed his own reputation. Around the world, people misunderstand Bhishma. Dekho, andha hai. Dhritarashtra is genetically blind, and Bhishma, it appears to be that he was intentionally blind. But my dear friends, please try to understand this. Bhishma sacrificed his reputation to prove the glorification of his master. So that Krishna's plans are proven true. So what did Krishna do? Krishna is also, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satheiva bhajamyam. Krishna says, you sacrificed your reputation for my glorification. Now I will sacrifice my reputation for your glorification. Sab logo ko lagta hai, sabse buddhiman main hu na. I am spoiling my reputation. See, I am trying to convince you, but you will not get convinced. I has appeared as Vyasdev. Vyasdev has written all the Vedic literature, all the Puranas, all the Samhitas, all the Upanishads. Everything has been written by Vyasdev. That source of intelligence, Vyasdev will try to convince you. And I am him. The literary expansion of Krishna and the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, they tried to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj. But Krishna spoiled his reputation for the glorification of Bhishma. Why? This is Krishna. Bhishma sacrificed his reputation for glorification of Krishna. So Krishna at the end is spoiling his reputation. People say, hey, you are saying Krishna is Adbhuta Karmana. Krishna could not convince even Yudhishthir Maharaj. What buddhi he has. What intelligence he has. So Krishna is saying, yes, 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 I am just repaying Bhishma. Now people feel Krishna is a fool number one. Directly or through Vyas, he could not convince Bhishma. But did not convince Yudhishthir Maharaj. But just see how Bhishma seems to be more intelligent than Krishna. That Bhishma could convince Yudhishthir Maharaj that this war was important. This is Krishna's Adbhuta Karmana. Can we sacrifice our reputation for the glorification of a servant? Just because the servant has glorified us by sacrificing his reputation. This is the Adbhuta Karmana of Krishna. So, throughout the Vedic literature, this is the quality of Vaishnavas. Priyavrata Maharaj says, I don't want to rule. Arjun says, I don't want to rule. Yudhishthir Maharaj says, I don't want to rule. But ruling is out of a sense of duty. Ruling is to set a legacy. Many times in the Bhagavatam, we hear of Chitraketu Maharaj. He's marrying 1 crore wives. Why? To get a child. So we wonder, is he obsessed with a child? He's not obsessed with a child. He wants a son. because the daughter gets married off. The daughter gets married off and belongs to another culture, belongs to another family. She cannot continue the legacy of the father. So I want a son. I want a son. Why? Because I will teach my son my legacy and I'll preserve the legacy in my kingdom. This is why all these kings want. So how fortunate are we that we have also received a legacy through His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And today is this very amazing flower festival, which is also in a legacy. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, one point of time, he started this. So even today, he is not physically present with us. But his legacy continues. And of course, today evening, he is going to give us his Vani presence. He is going to speak to us. So how nice it is that we are also trying our limited best. Even in the absence of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, we are trying to continue the legacy. That aap hai ya nahi hai, lekin aapne jo sikhaya hai, wo karne ki hum koshish karenge. So in Ajamil section, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Ajamil called out to his son, what if we call out to Krishna? What will Krishna give to us? Ajamil was a sinful person and still he was delivered. What if we are not sinful and we call out to Krishna? What will he give to us? Ajamil chanted the Lord's name out of fear. What if we chant the Lord's name out of love? What will Krishna give to us? Similarly, we are all here plucking the petals that are to be showered on Krishna. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam. One Pushpa if you offer to me, I am overcome by it. What if all of you are plucking so many petals from so many flowers and all those flowers are going to, what is Krishna going to give to all of you? So out of love, out of affection, all of you are plucking petals and all these petals are going to be offered to Lord Krishna. How amazing, how blessed we are that what will Lord Krishna give to all of you? Thank you so much. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhav.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.